you do control much of your destiny when it comes to COVID, and the Raiders have not managed this situation well. It's just that's fact. I mean, if they fine them again, the league may come down on them really hard this time. They could be pushing $1 million in fines.
There's a lot of things that you have to point to, and some of that stuff is out of your control. But, you know, when the reports are you're not wearing your tracers and you're not doing, you know, you're together without masks on and all those things, the maturity of your football team is of paramount importance. And guys understanding kind of what they're doing and who they're playing for. And protecting one another. And that's obviously, it's incredibly important. And you're never going to get 100%, I don't think, full understanding. Like, some guys have to learn the hard way. And listen, man, I was involved in this game. I've been covering it for 32 years now, or either playing it or covering it, 21 years as a broadcaster and 12 years as a player. And there's always, you know, five idiots that you have to babysit on every team. The Raiders are no different. There's five guys that are babysitting jobs. And it's a shame, you know, and they wouldn't have jobs if they weren't so freaking talented. I mean, come on. Here's how it works. When the problems that you create outweigh the benefits of having you on a team, that's when you no longer get opportunities. Antonio Brown is going to get another opportunity, right? Because his talent still outweighs the problems that he brings. And so, like, if I gave that guy a nickel, I'd ask for change. I mean, that's what I think he's worth. But he is, you know, he's an incredible player. And, now Chris Godwin broke his finger in practice, and it looks like he's going to be out for an extended period of time. He's having surgery today. So, you know, I mean, those are the breaks, and you're trying to make a run. And, you know, you look at it like, hey, can we manage the guy for 9 weeks? We'll see.
Yeah, and the Raiders have their own issues with Trent Brown, because he's a unique dude. He certainly is. I see that you're active on Twitter, and we're talking to Mark Schlereth. Are you one of these guys who will set up a column like Schlereth just to see every time you're mentioned? Because if you did that, my God, Mark, we have just been introduced to the intensity of Raider Nation. Once you started patting Tom Brady on the back when he was doing really well, Raider Nation freaking got all over you. They went nuts.
Yeah, I don't listen. You know the old saying, wolves don't concern themselves with the opinion of sheep. I don't care. and it's interesting. Like, to me, it's really interesting.
Yeah.
I have never heard such a bunch of whine babies. I mean, the bottom line is, like, they're like, well, hey, at one point we made it close. It was 24-20, and you didn't give us enough credit. Like that game was never close. Yeah, you got the score close at some point, but Tom Brady threw four touchdowns, and he rushed for one touchdown on a QB sneak, and you lost by 25. It was like, oh, we took our foot off the gas, and the Raiders came back. You scored two touchdowns, for crying out loud. Like, don't give me how close it was, and, oh, you just don't like us. You know, you're biased against the Raiders because you don't like the Raiders because of your AFC West days. No, you know what? I'm biased toward good football. And the Raiders didn't play it. And that's the bottom line. They didn't sniff Tom Brady. They didn't pressure him one time. They busted coverage. What do you want me to say in a broadcast? Hey, man, would you feel better if I said, man, the Raiders are really trying hard? Isn't that special? Like, give me a break. I don't care. And no, I didn't put my name in and try to figure it out.
Yeah.
But I do, you know, I do throw some verbal jabs. You know, I always tell people, listen, man, like, you have me all wrong. You think I hate the Raiders? I love the Raiders. I was 11-1 against the punk asses when I was playing in Denver.